Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because I have a question. Is it still worth buying a home right now? And no, but anyways, a lot to cover. Please comment in the video. Please like. I'm going to follow up with some stuff that happened over the weekend too, and we're going to comment on that as well. Plus, today we have a sponsor, Dr. Gundry, and I'll talk about him later. Let's get right into it. Is it great, good time to buy a home right now? This is a good time. And a buddy of mine sent me a house and says, wow, I could really see you in this house. And I'm like, really? So, you know, guy I've known since I was a child. And I drove over, checked it out from the outside, looked at it, and got to go inside of it. And the agent was kind of funny, because I'm just going to call the agent Chubby Von Chubster. Chubby Von Chubster wanted to tell me that, listen, if we don't get a substantial offer this weekend, we're going to go rent the house out, which I mentioned that in a previous video. And the funny thing about that was I was like, really? So I'm just going to use some round figures for this. Let's say that the house was $1.6 million, okay? And not a mansion, okay? Nothing too over the top, but just a nice house in Southern California. So let's say you put 20% down, that's $320,000. And let's just do the math and say you've got, you know, $20,000. No, wait, let's just say $10,000 more in incidentals. So you got $330,000 wrapped up to get yourself into this house. Now, here is the thing about this right now, guys, is that the big comparison is, why don't you just rent right now? Why don't you go out and rent a house? Now, if that house was $10,000 a month, that means that I could live there for my down payment for 33 months, and I would have zero responsibility towards that house. I would have somebody to fix everything up, do all the maintenance. Oh my gosh, the toilet broke, the plumbing's bad. All that shenanigans that you have when you rent a house. And here's the thing, the homeowner's responsibility that nobody thinks about and nobody tells their kids about and first-time buyers about is that, get ready, guys, because you've got to pay for absolutely everything that happens on that home. And so many people don't prepare themselves for this. A buddy of mine's son just had a flood. And thank God the kid was at home. I said kid, he's 30 years old. But thank God my friend's son was at home when it happened, because it could have been a lot worse. So, you know, if they charge $10,000 a month, you could live the 33 months. Now, think about this. Realistically, the rents in that area for that house, about $7,500. So I figured this out. That is 44 months. You could live there for what your down payment would be and have no responsibility. But people that buy properties are like, but then, Dan, you have the equity. You have the write-off. You have the insurance responsibility, guys. Don't forget that. You've got the property taxes, too, in addition to your payment. Oh. So right now, guys, I'm telling you, I don't see where it's worth it right now. I really, really don't. Now, when you look at these states, there's a bunch of great articles below too, just to verify this and to solidify these numbers with you. Tennessee's a great market, but it's starting to see, house prices depreciate right now and go down. So you're seeing the average area sell for $277,000, which I can't even fathom that. Okay, what kind of house you can get for $277,000. So for $277,000, the comparison with that would be renting, for the average rent in that area is $1,250. So again, that's crazy. One thing that you are seeing more and more again, and I'm a big fan of Scott Walter's realtor in Santa Barbara area. Scott's a good friend. And Scott said, listen, if you can rent you can put 20% down and rent this place out, then you can't lose, because you can rent the house out for what your payment is. The problem with it is that you're not seeing that happen. And this is why it's not a good investment right now to purchase a home. Now, there you get deals out there, and you've got Meet Kevin and other people out there talking about how they're gonna get deals. And again, there's always deals on everything, and you're going to see more and more of these deals that are going to be presented to people because of the real estate downturn. Right now in Las Vegas, one thing that we're seeing is we're seeing new construction. One thing that's crazy, think about this. You buy a new home in a development, and they say, listen, you can't sell this property for any, you know, these set period of times, for less than this, and they put restrictions on you. But then they go out and they have the model, and they just lower it $81,000 over everybody else's house. How'd you like that? That's nice, and that's in Henderson. They've got areas that are doing that. Now, model's all done. You don't have to do the backyard. You don't have to put your fake grass in and all that stuff, which I hate that stuff, by the way, guys. All the toxic stuff that comes off of that fake grass, and the fact that the dogs hate it too. It's not as good. So there's that. Mr. Wonderful said, you're going to see markets drop in three areas, the Sun Belt, the South, and here in California. So when is that going to happen, guys? What do you think is going to happen? Now, if you look at some of these people and you look at the last downturn, you're seeing the fact that we could see these houses drop 40%. And again, go buy a house, guys. Don't let me be the one to stop you from buying the house. I just think that I have seen things so high right now. I mean, so unbelievably high right now that it makes no sense. So maybe it's because I live in an area that's just different, where you got people are spending a lot more money, kids playing on the island over there, you know. And here's the thing about that place is you have a lot of, you know, grandma bought the house in 1951 and grew up there, lived there, and then left it to her parents. Now the parents are dying and the kids can't afford the taxes on it, can't afford the transfer fees, can't afford everything on it. And you're seeing places like this get liquidated over and over again because boomers die, guys. It just happens. So average mortgage right now, 6.85% if you have great credit. And that's for the stellar people. This is the thing that I get a kick out of. So is it worth it to do this right now? Is it worth it? You know, Grant Cardone, you know, talks about how rents are going to skyrocket and you're going to see rents triple. Maybe. Maybe you're going to see real estate triple. Maybe you're going to see, you know, somebody get into office new, and you're going to have interest rates drop, and you're going to have mortgages rates drop down to their all-time lows again. Who knows? But we have a job to support that. Who knows? I'm telling you, do what I recommend everybody do, and that's stack cash. Hide your money. Put it away. And when you do that, and there is a deal, then you can afford to buy it right now when that happens. So let me know what you think about this. And again, I'm looking around the country, guys, because I would like to buy a small, little tiny house, couple acres, little tiny pond on it, but I want it within airport vicinity, so where somebody could get off a plane and go, oh, let's go to Dan's lake house and drive for 90 minutes. What's wrong with that? That's not unreasonable to ask for that, but we're seeing crazy, crazy, crazy prices and crazy things out there. So let me know what you guys think about this. These little Duffy boats, these are all electric. These have been electric for 25 years or longer. They're just really cool boats, and they're great for taking out in the harbor. The tide is kind of high right now, but just beautiful, you know? So let me know what you think about this so far. Let's talk about our sponsor, Dr. Gundry. You know, you may not know this, but inside your pantry is basically a superfood. And believe it or not, it's olive oil. Dr. Gundry is a famed nutritionalist and board-certified cardiologist who spent decades trying to lose weight and finally figured out how to drop pounds and keep it off. But one thing he also found out was the health benefits of olive oil. Now, it's not just any olive oil, because let's face it, we go out and we buy the cheapest olive oil we can, but you need to get specific olive oil. And what Dr. Gundry did was he put together a video. And if you go to getoliveoil1.com/Dan, you can see the video that he put together and the health benefits of what olive oil can do for you in your life and how it'll help you with your skin, it'll help you with your stomach health, so much benefits that you just don't even realize. So take a look at Dr. Gundry's video today. Again, get olive oil with the number one and .com/Dan. The easiest way to get there is use the link below, guys. Use the link below and see Dr. Gundry's benefits today. a few things in the news that are, you know, kind of make you go, huh, really? Zelensky was in town, and he said, hey, I want to let everybody know that I'm okay that he called me Putin. I bet when you get billions of dollars, you can call me anything, is probably what he was thinking. But yeah, he was fine with being called Vladimir Putin. And as long as the check clears, baby, let me know. My wife's going to go out and buy another $4 million car. RFK Jr. does not have Secret Service protection right now. That is a crime in itself. And I saw a great interview with him over the weekend where he was talking about his uncle getting killed and how he was only 14 when his dad died. So, guys, come on. Okay? This is criminal that this guy does not have Secret Service protection. The would-be Trump assassin, that idiot, was bullied in school, guys. People made fun of him. Isn't that terrible? So, okay, well, sorry to hear that. Okay, remember, only you can let yourself get bothered by what somebody else says. Read my comments and use your own thing. But that idiot, he couldn't even get on the high school shooting team. Tells you where he grew up. But they said, no, it's a horrible shot. And he couldn't get on the team. Here's something wild, too, that a lot of people have sent me. That guy was in a video for BlackRock. Isn't that crazy? Imagine that. Read the story below. Wow. Just as an extra in the background. But, man, that'll get you talking. More real estate news. Ben Affleck and J-Lo. Looks like she's going to be on the market again. And don't you, guys sit there and do you ever think that there's certain people that are just a headache? And, again, Ben Affleck is probably no prize and he's probably got his own issues. But they have a house, and I want to get the figure right because it's great. They have a house that they bought last year for $63 million, and now they want to sell it for $68 million. Great article, because what they did was they interviewed Josh Flagg from Million Dollar Listing Los Angeles, who has nothing to do with the sale of the house, but he is just sitting there talking about how it's in line with what the house could be worth. Could you imagine what a $68 million house looks like? Is that crazy, guys? What is a $68 million house looks like? So, you know, they bought it for $60,800,000, and they want $8 million more. So that would be great if you can get that. So let me know what you think about that. The city with the worst inflation in the United States, guess what it is? Guess. It's not New York, and it's not anywhere in California. Dallas, Texas, guys. Dallas, Texas. Now, here's the thing about real estate, too. During the pandemic, we saw real estate go up 47%. You don't think that that's a little crazy? You don't think that that's a little high? 47% increase since 2020. Wow, that's kind of a lot. And you're seeing food. Remember, Janet Yellen, there's a great article below about her. You know that people think they have sticker shock, but it's not that bad. You need to understand that prices are coming down, okay? Food prices are up at least 30%. I think higher. But Janet Yellen says not to worry. So as I like to call her, Grandma Yellen, and that just infuriates people when I do that. Oh, how dare you make fun of her? She's so accomplished. She's clueless, guys. She has no idea what we're going through right now, what the average family's going through. I'm telling you, as I get older, I look at my friends, I look at their kids, I look at, you know, my son trying to rent an apartment, having to have three guys together to do that, you know? And I'm like, hey, if you lived in Tennessee, you know, it's only $1,250 a month. You could afford that place all on your own. Yeah, but I would be there by myself without a job. So, oh, is that important? Yeah, Dad, it's really important. So, anyways, wants to live in Boston. So, let me know what you guys think about this so far. So, it's beautiful out here. Let me know. Do you remember when you were a kid and they had those yellow Tonka trucks that you would go in your backyard and you would load sand and they were made out of metal and they just weighed an absolute ton. And if your friend, you know, said the wrong thing and you bopped him over the head with it, man, he would remember that, you know? Well, imagine a world without Tonka trucks, Lincoln Logs. Remember Lincoln Logs? You build those Lincoln Logs, Tinker Toys, all those cool things. Care Bears, okay? The company that owns Care Bears Lincoln Logs and Tonka Trucks, Basic Funco is facing bankruptcy right now with $100 million in debt right now. And right now, they say that they have less than $50,000 in assets. Who's running these places right now? Now, again, when was the last time you saw those toys in a toy store? I guess we don't go to toy stores anymore, but kids need like the Erector set and the Tonka toys. All that stuff was cool. They made those Tonka toys out of plastic, you know, in the last few years. It's just not the same. So that's a real problem. But again, another bankrupt company that, you know, our kids get denied having. So fun with. And, you know, one thing that was wild is that, you know, that Tesla Cybertruck in the second quarter basically outsold the Ford F-150. And it's right on the heels right now because it just came out. Remember, it came out in basically early March. And they're seeing that it could absolutely outsell the F-150. And there's a chart on this. The F-150 Lightning, okay, they've sold 15,000 of those in 2024, 15,545. And the Cybertrucks at 11,558. And they had 3 months more of an advance. So the Cybertruck could definitely outsell that F-150 Lightning. But I'm telling you guys this, either people love the Cybertruck or hate the Cybertruck. I have never had anybody write me that bought that F-150 Lightning that said, oh, what a great car. Because everybody that buys that, they tow their trailer, we go camping, we tow our boat, and they go up places like the Cajon Pass, which is San Bernardino County up the hill to Victorville. And they say, we lost 50% of our power going up the hill. So you gotta pull over and charge. So doesn't that sound like fun? That's terrible. So, you know, they're seeing more and more of that, guys, right now. And, you know, it'll be interesting. But let me know what you think. Just a quick video for you today. You know, one thing that we talked a lot about over the course of the last month and a half has been about beneficiaries on your policies, your bank accounts, things like that, making sure that you have them right. I found a great article where a man was dying, sick, deathly ill. His wife pleaded with him to change the beneficiary of his $500,000 life insurance policy to their son. How about his wife? How about her? Was she upset about that? I think she should have been. No, he left it to his sister. Now his kid gets nothing. Now, again, we don't know the dynamics. We don't know anything. We're just speculating, and it's a Danism, you know, where we're sitting there talking about, you know, how some guy let people down. But I just think it's crazy. Next week, the Olympics start in France, and they are talking about how this is going to be an absolute loser financially for the French and the Olympics. Now, I don't know if you've heard any stories, but the river that these people are supposed to swim in has not been swimming for like 100 years, and it's dirty and polluted. And the pollutant levels are like 80 times higher than they would normally be. But the idea of an Olympics is that you have this huge financial windfall. Do you know that? Think about this number. Read this below. 44 million people a year go to France and visit. That's crazy. So you would think that the Olympics would be the thing that's going to just set this thing over the top. What, would you get another 5 million people? Would you get 2 million people? Because here's the weird thing about sporting events, and my daughter has brought this to my attention a lot, is you may have a boat race or a car race or something like that, Formula One, NASCAR, whatever. A lot of people, I don't have a ticket, I'm just going to the town. It's going to be a lot of good stuff to do. The Olympics are the exact same way. You've got people out there that would attend an Olympic event or a city and hang out just for the vibe. But this thing is gonna lose an absolute fortune right now. So would you go to the Olympics? Because guess who the next one's gonna be? Here in LA in 2028. And I've had so many people write me and say, hey, I'm getting ready for the traffic of 2028. Okay, that's great, okay? Don't forget to like, subscribe, comment, share your thoughts, let me know what you're thinking, and I will see you guys very soon. You want to email me, it's hello@iallegedly.com. I'll see you guys very soon.